WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial in New York says closing statements could come as soon as tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the prosecution in the hush money case could rest its case today.
First, though, Michael Cohen's going to return to the witness stand here for a fourth day of testimony. He's still under cross-examination after the defense accused Cohen of lying about a phone call he said he had with Trump in late October 2016. To finalize the hush money deal with Stormy Daniels.
It's not clear if the former president will testify in his own defense. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says he is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the court. Iran's president was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash, and in Baltimore, the Dali cargo ship is on the move 2 months after the crash into the bridge. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Janesville Police Department, officers have arrested a man they say stabbed two people at a Walgreens. According to the Janesville Police Department, the 27-year-old suspect was unprovoked and stabbed two people that were in the Walgreens around 9:30 Friday night before he ran from the scene. The victims say they did not know the suspect. They were taken to a local hospital, each with multiple stab wounds. They are both currently recovering from those injuries. Businesses and officials in Wisconsin Dells, Portage, and Columbus are hoping a new daily train line that starts Tuesday will bring more visitors into the area. The Amtrak Borealis train is set to make its first run from Chicago to Minnesota's Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Amtrak stations in Portage, Columbus, Wisconsin Dells, and Toma will be among the stops. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated strong storms possible, too. 76 will be our high today, 81 by tomorrow.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57. 99.7.
We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Thank you so much for spending it with us. Remember, coffee and donuts to get you through a Monday. Here's the Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Well, there's a black man with black hair, little black name I heard. A woman in the kitchen clean up the evening slime, and he looks at her and says, "Hey darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free?" Pink houses for you and me. Oh yeah, you and me. Well, there's a young man in a t-shirt, a list to a rock and roll station. He's got a greasy hair, greasy smile. He says, "Lord, this must be my destination." Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came and went. Oh, but
ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free?
Yeah, little pink houses for you. Oh, baby, for you and me.
John Mellencamp with Pink Houses, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7. Now, Finn, good morning. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Maddie. Doing pretty good. Feels a little rainy days and Monday-ish, but that's
it does.
Okay.
Yeah. It does. Cue the carpenters, right. Because that's what we need here this morning, right? little thunder, a little lightning out here on Goose Poop Pond. That subsided, but during the 6 a.m. hour, it was kind of a little bit of a light show over the lake. But looks like this is pretty much going to be the pattern, at least until tomorrow night. So if you're like we are and you have a puppy who doesn't like to potty in the rain, plan accordingly over the next 24 hours, because you're going to have to, you know, kind of dodge those raindrops. Not a happy camper, was she this morning? No, not happy at all. Now, did you guys do anything fun and exciting over the weekend?
Well, the weather this weekend was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Did some grilling out, nice. Did a lot of that, and a lot of hanging out on the patio. So it was nice. How about you? What was your weekend like?
We actually had a pretty busy weekend. So my husband, having been on this three-week, you know, tour of Wisconsin, and building radio studios, decided that for the next few days, he's going to be working at home, and that included late last week. So he actually packed up his stuff, and we went out to Mirror Lake on Friday, and he sat by the lake while Aspie and I did some hiking. And so we got our first hike in of the season, which is always, it's always so good to get out. And, you know, like, you, for the first time, you know, you're like, ooh, that's a bug bite. I can handle it for a minute. That kind of thing. You come back, you're dirty, you're sweaty, but it's all totally worth it. Her tongue's hanging out the side of her mouth kind of thing. So she had a great time. She got to see a beaver up close for the first time. So that was very, very exciting for her. Very, very exciting. She had no idea what was happening. She's like, I'm not sure that's anything I've ever seen before, Mom, but I'm very, very intrigued by it. She also got to see a turtle as well. That one was along the shore, and of course, she thought it was a rock, but it was moving, so she had to paw at it. She did not hurt the turtle. I would not have allowed that, but she was very curious about that as well. So it was a big day for her, too. So then after we went to Mirror Lake on Friday, we came home, and we started getting ready, because Corey and I actually went over to Madison, had dinner out, and then we went to Comedy on State and saw Jay Farrow. He was so good, so funny. He's one of my favorite comedians, so that was super fun. And then Saturday we got up bright and early. We tried to make our way to the 11 a.m. show over at Circus World for the blast off Big Top show. Of course, this was their big opening weekend. We did not make 11 a.m. because, well, we were tired and we're old and we'd gotten home late the night before, Finn, and you know how that is. It takes you a little bit more time to get going early in the morning. But we did go out to Devil's Lake State Park, which was absolutely gorgeous. And of course, they had just wrapped up the practice rounds for that big Ten rowing competition. So it was kind of cool to see the Big Ten Network and some of the ESPN subsidiaries setting up out there. And the weather was absolutely gorgeous. And the lake was packed. And then after we did that, went to North Shore, went to South Shore. Then we ended up back over at Circus World, where we got to finally see the Big Top show. So if you don't have plans yet to go to Circus World, make sure you make them, because it is a great show again this year. Super, super fun. They've done an amazing job, and I promise you are not going to be disappointed with all of the entertainment over there. So go to the Big Top show. And then yesterday, we hung out at home, because that's what old people do after two big days out. You have to rest and recuperate just a little bit. So it was a great weekend, though, just to get out and enjoy that gorgeous weather. It was totally worth it.
Nice.
So we had a good time this weekend, right. That is for sure. Yeah. And then, of course, he's going to probably do a little storm chasing this week. Now, we do have a potential for some isolated thunderstorms around here, but I think he's going to be making his way into Illinois and Iowa for a couple of chases, where they're supposed to see some really potential big events. So we'll hopefully that doesn't pan out. I mean, not for my husband's sake, because that would be disappointing. Iowa's disappointing enough without seeing severe weather.
I was going to say, if you have to go to Iowa, you have to make it worth your while.
Exactly. But of course, if it does pan out as far as severe weather, we want to make sure that it stays in nice open fields where there's no damage to anybody or anything. And hopefully he can get a big photogenic storm of some sort, because that's always the goal when you go out to see those storms, but not to have any damage anywhere. So I think he's going to be doing that for the next couple of days. So yeah, it was all in all a really great weekend. So hopefully everybody got to enjoy some of that gorgeous weather as well. I mean, I wish I had something like big big to say, like we did something extraordinarily awesome, but no, we just hung out a whole lot this weekend.
I think the weather was the big story of the weekend because it was amazing. Just perfect. Yeah.
It was so amazing. I mean, that's the kind of the spring weather that you hope for, right? Like that's that taste of spring that you really, really hope for and you hope that you get for a few weeks before the really warm stuff hits. Now, luckily for us, I was looking ahead at this forecast. It doesn't seem like we're going to get very warm over the next few days. I mean, tomorrow we have a high near 81, but it seems like once this weather pattern gets out of this area, it sounds like things are going to maybe even cool off just a little bit as we go into the Memorial Day weekend. I mean, we're talking highs as we get into later this week. Obviously, everything's subject to change, but as we get into this week, we're talking highs in the mid 70s. So beautiful, but not nearly as warm as what we saw this weekend. And then for your Memorial Day weekend, hopefully this is not the case because it looks like maybe a few showers, maybe some clouds, but temperature is going to stick in the mid 70s for the most part. So obviously that's a ways out. If you're planning for Memorial Day, we'll keep you posted as things change. I mean, it's Mother Nature. She's bound to change her mind at some point.
She's fickle,
in time.
Isn't she?
She's bound to change her mind at some point in time. So hopefully if you have big plans for Memorial Day weekend, she cooperates just a little bit. I mean, like Corey and I were talking about, of course, she would give us the most perfect weather on the weekend before Memorial Day. And then we have no idea what Memorial Day weekend is actually going to bring. Speaking of Memorial Day weekend, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff happening in Baraboo. So I think we should talk about this really, really quickly. So at 9 a.m. over on the Riverwalk Bridge, right off of Water Street, they're going to have flowers on the water. And then there's going to be a Veterans Classic car ride in downtown Baraboo at 10 a.m. and a ceremony over at Walnut Hill Cemetery at 11 a.m. And this all takes place on Memorial Day. So this is next Monday, May 27th. And in case there is any bad weather, all of those events will be canceled. But as of right now, things, if you want to, honor Memorial Day, things will get underway over at the Riverwalk Bridge at 9 a.m. So a few things that you can take part in on Memorial Day, which is cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that we have a veterans classic car ride, and I love that we're doing things over at the Riverwalk, which is also a gorgeous area as well.
So let's hope the weather holds out then.
Yes. Come on, Mother Nature. That's all we really want. We want to get our camping in. We want to get our grilling in. We want to officially kick off summer, and we want to get our Memorial Day festivities in too. So cooperate with us, please. She's never listened before. I'm pretty sure she's not going to listen this time, but we can try our hardest. We can cross fingers, we can cross toes, and we could try our hardest to hope that Mother Nature is actually listening in this case. And then, you know, Corey and I were looking at this calendar. It is crazy because Baraboo High School graduation is 1 week from this coming Friday, which is absolutely insane as well. And then, of course, we're just 3 weeks away from the Big Top Parade in downtown Baraboo, which is even crazier. June 8th is when that's going to take place, with the parade stepping off at 11 a.m. in downtown Baraboo. So things are moving fast. Like, yeah,
To you, that April came around and then things just accelerated?
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, and we try not to plan too far out because life and crazy events, but we're like, and then we get done with this, with the Big Top Parade, right? And then we're less than a month away from fireworks at that point. And then once the fireworks hit, we're just about a week or so, a couple weeks away from the Sauk County Fair as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are like rapid fire happening. It's kind of crazy. And I know, you know, the kids don't want to hear this because they're just waiting to get out of school, which I believe is coming quicker than we can also contemplate. But, these are like your kickoff to summer activities. These are all the things that we can take part in. And then, of course, just on all those other everyday things like your beautiful state parks and all of that good stuff. So, my goodness. So be prepared, people. It's coming. It's coming fast and furious is what's happening. My gosh. And, you know, and the calendar just keeps getting busy. busier and busier, which is kind of the weird part about it all, too. So it feels like it goes like with a snap of the fingers. But we're going to try to enjoy all of it, right? Because that's what we do. And hopefully, again, Mother Nature, please cooperate for all of those activities that we just talked about.
We shall see.
Again, fingers, toes, anything that you can cross should definitely be crossed when it comes to weather. Now, speaking of which, Finn, we should probably talk a little bit about this forecast, because we've alluded to the rain, we've alluded to the thunder and the lightning, but really these scattered showers that you're seeing here this morning, these are going to pretty much last most of today, tonight, as well as tomorrow. And in fact, there are going to be times when we could have some really heavy rain with this particular system. We're talking a half inch, maybe an inch even more by the time this all winds up tomorrow night. There could also be a couple of isolated strong thunderstorms, which we, of course, are keeping an eye on. We will break in if anything happens. If you were listening to the station on Saturday night when those severe thunderstorms rumbled through Sauk County, Corey Hartman broke in. He was making sure everybody knew what was going on, especially with all the people down at Devil's Lake, right? Because there were so many people already camping for the season. But then, Finn, we already had all of those people down there for the rowing competition that was starting on Sunday morning bright and early. So, so he was trying to make sure everybody stayed nice and safe. Our high for today is right around 76. And then tomorrow we warm things up just a little bit more with a high near 81. Right now it is 57.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
It's 7:25 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this hour. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. It's Roxette now with The Look on 99.7 Max FM.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. A heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. The look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the tumor is a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying to the band.
smiling is the ocean, I'm kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:28 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Skies have lightened up just a little bit out here at Goose Poop Pond. The rain finally stopped, and I'm certainly glad it did now when I'm not trying to get Aspen to go potty this morning, Finn. Goodness.
Yeah.
She was soaked, and she just kept looking at me like, are you serious right now? You want me to do what out here? And I was like, girl, I'm sorry. I mean, this is how it's going to be for the next couple of days, so make your mind up to find a spot under an ice tree. Let's do our thing and let's get back inside. And so when she did get back inside, she stood there and looked at me like, are you going to towel dry me off now? You made me go out there. Could we do something about the fact that I'm dripping wet right now? It's going to be some of those next couple of days. Now, how does Sunset and Theo do in weather like this? I have to ask. Are they much braver than she is? Because she's just a big wimp when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the way Sunset is. She doesn't want any part of it. Even the slightest drop, and she doesn't want to. Theo's okay, but Sunset, no, we all know the princess, right? I mean, it's got to be just the right conditions for her to take care of her business.
Cannot get her delicate paws wet, cannot get the flowing locks wet. I totally understand, but it's going to be a long next couple of days. I'm definitely afraid.
But we're used to it. We got this.
I know. It's when those breaks in the rain come, you're like, all right, everybody outside. Yeah. You'd go as fast as you absolutely can.
See, usually do that. I do that with when I'm going to walk them. When it's rainy days, I figure, okay, and then I wait for that exact window.
Yes.
And then as soon as I go out, it starts raining again. So you just can't win. Lots of indoor sports for the next couple of days.
Lots of indoor, and we're lucky enough that even on those days when you get like that 5 minutes of reprieve, I'll get her outside, and even if we just walk up and down the road a little bit, at least it stretches her legs out. She gets some sniffs in. It's not nearly as good, but boy, it's a lot better than what's going to come if you don't get her outside. That's right? For sure. All that pent up energy that she's
cabin
got.
Cabin fever. Yeah.
Chasing the squirrels and the bunnies from window to window is not how Mama likes to spend her days. Let's be honest. Now, speaking of people who like to spend their days doing things. We got to talk about Taylor Swift. Horrible segue, but great topic. her tour schedule was taken into account during the drafting of the upcoming NFL season. Now, not in the way, though, that some conspiracy theorists would believe that it actually did, but it is interesting. Now, of course, we all know that she and Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, are a thing, and they have been for a while now. We got to see that last year on and off. There were rumors that sprouted this weekend through like your entertainment magazines and your TMZs of the world that he is in fact starting to ring shop for Taylor Swift. So this is a thing. It doesn't sound like it's going away anytime soon. And the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Bills in Buffalo on November 17th, which is right in the middle of her six-day run near Toronto. Now, because of this, there are some crazy people out there who think the NFL actually engineered the schedule so that Taylor could make it to the game and possibly others. That is not true, according to the NFL. I mean, they're not going to admit it even if it was. Let's be dead honest about it. They're going to keep that secret. But here is what they did do. Her tour will take her to the stadiums where the Dolphins, Saints, and Colts will actually play this fall. So the league had to make sure that those teams were all on the road on those dates because, obviously, football and a Taylor Swift concert do not go hand in hand or work well together in the same auditorium. Of course, they determined that they had to be on the road for those. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how many games she actually makes it to and the effect that has on the universe, I guess, at this point. But, I mean, you know, because she's going to have so many fans there, they did have to take that into account, but maybe not to the degree that everybody on social media thinks they actually did. You know, I mean, I know she's got a lot of pull in the world, but not even Taylor Swift can, you know, the Bills schedule or the Kansas City Chiefs schedule. My goodness.
You can kind of understand why people would feel that way or think that, though, because last season, I mean, whenever she showed up at a game, everybody took notice.
It was a spectacle. And you got to wonder if, I mean, I know she's a huge star yet this year. Her notoriety has not decreased in any way, shape, or form. But you got to wonder if it's going to become a little bit more normal this year for fans. Because you know she's going to be at some of the games. You know she's going to show up. You know the NFL is going to go gaga over it and have the camera on her as much as they absolutely can. Because it's good for their...
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate Report. My name is Brian Struth and I have a new listing located at 215 North Pine Street in Reedsburg. This is a two-story home with 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths, two-car detached garage with fenced-in yard. Home is located close to churches, the park, ice cream shop, and all your downtown needs. Home will be offered at online-only auction closing on June 12th at 11 a.m. Open house will be May 22nd from 4 to 6.
Jamie Fearing here with another beautiful auction property on Meffert Road by Dutch Hollow Lake. This 4,600-square-foot home sits on 19.71 wooded acres. If you are looking to have a large single-family home, an income property, or a recreational paradise, you will definitely want to come see this property. We have an open house this Saturday, May 18th from noon to 2. If you are thinking of having an auction or buying and selling any real estate, be certain to get in contact with our offices in Reedsburg and Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Houston grabbed the rubber game of their series with the Brewers, winning 9-4 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Tucker homered twice, and Jose Altuve went yard once in Houston's victory. Bryce Terang had 3 hits and a pair of RBI for the Brewers. Whitewater and Lacrosse will square off in the NCAA Division III Baseball Super Regional later this week in Whitewater. Warhawks won their own regional by knocking off Centers 6-4. Lacrosse won their own regional with a 9-7 victory over Coe College. The field is set for the NBA's Conference Finals. Minnesota down Denver 98-90 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. In the East, Tyrese Halliburton had 26 to lead Indiana to a Game 7 130-109 victory over the New York Knicks to advance. Xander Schauffele captured his first major. He fired a 6-under-65 on Sunday to win the PGA Championship at 21-under-par, one shot better than Bryson DeChambeau. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated strong storms possible, too. 76 will be our high today, 81 by tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
It's 7:41 right now. Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. It's the Rolling Stones now with Start Me Up.
Stop me up, but never stop, never stop, never stop.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 745. It looks like everything's back, Finn. Yay, we can hear again. Oh, my goodness.
If I'm not mistaken, we had similar issues last Monday. But
we did.
They weren't. Today wasn't quite as bad as
last
Monday.
Not as bad. That was just a quick reboot of the system that allows us to hear everything, not the entire system. So, and the hard drive was working just fine today, unlike last week when the hard drive was not working at all. And I don't know what Corey Hartman did to make that happen, but he still won't tell me his secrets. But here we are. Everything's fine. It's all good on a Monday. I was having a great conversation, I'm pretty sure, with myself as well. I was talking a little bit about that Diddy tape that came out on Friday.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I don't know how much everybody heard of that, but if you haven't watched the Diddy tape, please don't, because it is pretty awful. I want to talk about this, though, just really quickly, because this happened back in November when Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, sued him for rape and abuse. And the allegations at the time said that Diddy physically assaulted her in a hotel hallway in March of 2016. She also said that he paid the hotel $50,000 for security footage that captured that assault. And through his attorney, he called those claims offensive and outrageous, but he settled with her the very next day. Not admitting any guilt, of course, but now we know why he settled so quickly, because the video surfaced courtesy of CNN on Friday, and it is horrifying. It is absolutely horrifying to see what happened in that hallway at that hotel. He punches her, he kicks her, he pulls her by the sweatshirt hood, he throws a vase at her at some point. Now, obviously, a couple days after this video surfaced, Diddy decided he was going to go to the best place that you can possibly go to issue an apology. Instagram. Yay.
Oh, there you
and
go.
He says at the time this incident occurred, he was at rock bottom. He took full responsibility for the actions in the video. He said he was disgusted when he did it. He's disgusted by himself now. He went and, he says, got professional help, went into therapy, went into rehab. He also went on to apologize, saying that he's not asking for forgiveness, but he is truly sorry. Now, if you're somebody who is outraged by this video, which you should be, and you're thinking something legally should happen to Diddy, you're going to have to hold your breath. Or I guess I probably wouldn't, because you're going to pass out before anything does happen. Because the LA District Attorney's Office says that this happened in 2016. So the statute of limitations has already run out.
So nothing
will actually happen because of this video. Interestingly enough, Cassie Ventura had this entirely right, because this particular video was found during that FBI raid of Diddy's one home few weeks ago. Remember that took place a few weeks?
Do.
It was in his safe with the receipt for $50,000. So now who's the liar in the whole thing? It wasn't Cassie Ventura, as it turns out. But again, if you haven't watched the video, please, I mean, if you really feel the need to watch it, I guess go for it. But if you don't feel the need, I wouldn't, because it is horrifying and it is outrageous and it is disgusting on so many different levels. But you know, here's the thing. We talked about that, right?
The day when his house was being raided, we discussed that on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and he is accused of doing really awful, grotesque things, like awful, awful things. And you got to wonder, like, what is the truth going to actually be? Because somewhere between what we've seen, what we've heard, there is going to be a true story. And I have this really funny feeling that when we do find out the entire P. Diddy story, it is going to be really awful and really ugly, just based on what we've heard so far and what we've now seen out of this particular video. And it's a little appalling.
And you know, it's disgusting to know that because the statute of limitations has run out, it's okay, but now there's this footage and there's complete evidence.
Nothing anybody can do with it. Nothing anybody can do with it. So hopefully, you know, if the things about P. Diddy are true, then he deserves his time in court. He really, truly does. And I'm not presuming any guilt, because in this country, we have the right to be presumed innocent until found guilty, right? It's right there in our Constitution. Mm-hmm. But if the things that we know about him or have heard so far are true, then he will be, you know, prosecuted fully at some point, you know, and he deserves whatever penalty he gets at that point if the things that we're hearing are absolutely true or he's found to be guilty. Because it sounds like some of these things, if you go by the rumors and things that have already, you know, come out online, it's been going on for a really, really, really long time, So we shall see. I don't think this is, the end of it. I think this is probably just the beginning of what we're going to hear about P. Diddy.
I haven't watched the footage and I don't care to.
No, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrifying. You know, though, it's funny because Corey and I just had that conversation this weekend. When you look at different things, some of P. Diddy's lyrics, even the name of his record production company, all of that, there have been signs that maybe P. Diddy's not been on the up and up. I mean, there have been signs. And I, you know, when you really kind of look at it, at first you're like, oh, it's a bad boy image. But now we're starting to hear all this stuff. And you're like, no, there have definitely been some signs that maybe things were not on the kosher side. But anyway, that's all we're going to talk about with this particular video, because it is really, really awful. And again, I would advise you to watch it at your own discretion, because it is nothing that it's nothing we really want to see. I mean, it's nothing that anybody wants to take a peek at, and it's nothing that makes you feel good in any sort of way. So it's really unfortunate. And the fact that the victim was shamed so harshly in the media, right? Like, that's the thing that I think bothers me. When did we quit believing victims? Like, when did we quit believing victims, or at least not do further investigation into things? And when did celebrities' word become the end-all be-all, right? I mean, we've seen how that's worked out for some celebrities. And obviously, in this particular case, it also didn't work out in the celebrities' favor. So I don't know when that became like the end-all be-all, because they're famous and they say it didn't happen. We just brush it under the rug. I don't know when that started to happen again. And it's kind of disgusting. And it really makes you feel for the victims in some of these cases, you know, because they are trying to tell their truth and they're just being told to be quiet. And that's not going to work for a lot of people, unfortunately. So anyway, but again, watch it at your own discretion. We got to do something a little happier here right now, because I don't want to talk about P. Diddy, because he's ridiculous. He's always been ridiculous. And now this makes him even worse. So we got to talk about some birthdays and anniversaries today. We got to do a little celebrating today, even on a Monday, right? You always got to have a reason to celebrate. Now, of course, if you are celebrating today, whether it's a birthday, whether it's an anniversary, or you know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, that number 355-9970. So let's start here at the top of our celebrity list before we get to a couple of our local birthdays. Jack Gleason, who played Joffrey on Game of Thrones, celebrating his 32nd birthday. I know Game of Thrones was such a big cult classic hit that I always like to mention the birthdays of the actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Because people loved that show. I never got into it. I haven't ever watched even an episode, but I know a lot of you have. So we'll always try to mention those. Rachel Platten, the fight song, is celebrating her 43rd birthday. Busta Rhymes is also celebrating today. He's 52 years old. Now, his real name is Trevor Taheim Smith Jr. Chuck D from Public Enemy gave him the name Busta Rhymes as a shout out to the former crazy gun-loving NFL wide receiver George Busta Rhymes. Tony Stewart, NASCAR superstar, 53 years old today. We also have Timothy Oliphant, who is a great underrated actor. He plays Drew Barrymore's husband on the Netflix horror comedy Santa Clarita Diet. He was also Seth Bullock, on Deadwood and the star of the FX show Justified. He's 56 years old today. Natalie from The Facts of Life is celebrating a birthday today, Finn. I love Mindy Cohn. She's just the best. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday. Tony Goldwyn, who played President Fitz Grant on Scandal, is celebrating his 64th birthday. Now, before he was on Scandal, you also knew him for betraying Patrick Swayze in Ghost. He was also the voice of Disney's Tarzan. Yeah, he was kind of a bad dude in that Ghost movie.
He was in Ghost, for sure.
Yeah, he was not the good guy, that's for sure. Bronson Pinchot, oh, Belky is celebrating his 65th birthday today. Now, a lot like the guys who played Screech, Urkel, and Horseshack, he'll eternally be known to all of us as Belky. Doesn't matter what role he ever takes on. We're never going to know him with anybody but Cousin
Larry. That was Perfect Strangers, right?
Yes, that was such a great show. That was a good one. You can catch that on streaming. I believe it's on a couple of different streaming platforms now. Jane Wheatland, the Go-Go's guitarist, is celebrating her 66th birthday today. David Patterson, who's the legally blind former governor of New York. He was lieutenant governor of New York under Elliot Spitzer. And then when Spitzer was exposed as a giant connoisseur of prostitutes and had to resign, Patterson actually became governor. Huh, kind of a theme to this morning's conversation. Yeah. Patterson, 70 years old today. Dave Thomas, the guy who did the Bob and Doug McKenzie bit with Rick Moranis, not to be confused with the Dead Wendy's guy, of course. This Dave Thomas is celebrating his 75th birthday today. Cher icon, of course, is celebrating her 78th birthday today. So, we'll pull out the Cher this morning. I love Cher. So, we'll pull out some of her songs this morning, or at least one of them. I'll find something good. And then we have a couple of local birthdays we got to pass along. Carrie Olson is celebrating a birthday today. So, very, very happy to give birthday to Carrie. And I got a text in this morning from Becky Benson wishing her wonderful husband, Randy, a very happy birthday as well. So, Randy, you have an amazing day and drive safely because he drives trucks. So he's always on the road during the week. So happy, happy birthday, Randy. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM also hope you have a wonderful day. Now, remember to add somebody to this list. It's easy. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. Now, we should take a look at this forecast, right, Finn? I mean, we don't really want to. It's going to be one of those days and probably the next couple of days where you're going to want to keep the umbrella handy. But scattered showers today, tonight, tomorrow, some heavy rain is possible, maybe a half inch to an inch, maybe even a little bit more in some areas before we wrap this all up tomorrow night. A couple of isolated strong thunderstorms also possible, a high today of 76, 81 tomorrow, 58 right now.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up. Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
The prosecution is set to rest its case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC's Erica Tursky is outside the courthouse in New York.
It's still uncertain what defense attorneys are going to do. They have told prosecutors they could call as many as four witnesses, possibly including Trump himself. But the judge is expected to hold closing arguments here as soon as Tuesday.
Iran will hold elections in the next 50 days to replace President Ibrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash Sunday. The International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the ICC. And the nation's largest seafood chain has filed for bankruptcy. Red Lobster recently closed 99 restaurants, but says all remaining locations will stay open.